the same class.
Well, welcome back. That's all I can say to him.
Well, that's a very emotional Steve Archer, an editor of Follow the Yellow Brick Road. Let's just hope we can really show him what class Mansfield Town are this afternoon. Final reminder of our competition, though. Of course, the lines stay open until full-time in this match. A chance to win one of two pairs of tickets for Stag's next home game against Hartlepool United in a week's time. And the question was, last time Mansfield and Chesterfield met in the league, the Stags won 4-2. Who scored a hat-trick for the Stags on that occasion? Who scored a hat-trick for Mansfield Town on that occasion? The phone number, 666-00. Mansfield 666-00, the number to call. If you call in with the right answer, your name goes in the hat to win one of those two pairs of tickets for Stags' next home match against Hartlepool United. Watching this one for us this afternoon, James Bradley and Steve Hartshorn. Well, he's talked it up for us, we've talked it up, and really, it now goes back to putting your heart out of it and really looking at it on paper. Mansfield Town do have a hill to climb.
They do have a hill to climb, but the form book goes out of the window. We've been saying recently that a local derby is a real leveller, and of course, I'm quite sure that Nicky Law, the Chesterfield manager, will be saying to his players, this will be a completely different game to anything you've experienced yet this season. Both sides come into this match with a fantastic scoring record. Of course, the Spirites have scored 16, both at home and on their travels, and Mansfield 15, so 31 goals already so far this season is quite a feat, and you need to take a very close look around the other divisions to find two teams who have scored more goals. But I do think Mansfield have got a chance with this formation this afternoon, Matt. This 4-5-1 certainly seems to suit them, and my goodness me, how we'd like a repeat of that match at Wrexham.
And the Mansfield Town fans, well, they've come in their numbers. Something like 1,500 made the short trip up the M1 to Derbyshire this afternoon. Just very close to kick off, the two captains, Les Robinson there for Mansfield Town, just preparing for this match, really. And Mansfield Town in their away kit of white and maroon this afternoon. Let's hope that brings them some luck. And a lot of pressure, Steve Hartshorn, on that man, Chris Greenacre, the lone forward.
There is indeed, but I watched Chris Greenacre, obviously I've seen him all season, but I watched him in particular against Halifax at home the other Saturday, and the guy played a complete striker's game. If he plays anywhere near as good as he did in that game, today, then there's goals to come from Chris, I hope.
And the rising crescendo can tell you one thing, we're approaching kick-off here at Saltergate, Mansfield against Chesterfield after 5 years of waiting.